lesson 9 of Braille Bits. I am very excited that I have two of my friends with me from the Orientation Center. Carly, you make me laugh hysterically. And when I went through the Orientation Center, I had the privilege of working with Nami, and she was my mobility teacher. She taught me to be confident, hold my head high, walk quickly while using my sleep shades and my cane. And I had a great experience, and I just learned so much through that program. But I'm not going to talk about myself. I want to learn about you guys. And if you could just share with me, Nami, your love for Braille and why you're passionate about it.
Oh man, where do I even start? Braille is amazing. Literacy is so important. And I can't imagine a world without art and literature and poetry. Right now I'm reading, I'm actually reading a book of poems, An American Sunrise by Joy Harjo in Braille. I first learned Braille as an adult in 2009 at the Colorado Center for the Blind in Littleton, Colorado. It is an NFB training center, and they taught with a program called the McDuffie Reader, and I loved it. I actually would skip, sorry, Carly, I would skip home ec, and I would tell the Braille instructor that she had nothing for me that day, so I could double up in Braille, and he let me until I got caught by the director.
Twist the arm.
Yeah, because I loved it so much. It's exciting to be able to, to read what you want to read, to do what you want to do. I think literacy gives you a sense of autonomy, like a sense of self, being able to do that. Braille on a small scale, being able to label your bills, label your kitchen, just, everyday things. It's a lot easier to quickly jot something in Braille than record it and then having to find that in your phone. And
yes,
there's just so many components. And nowadays technology and Braille mesh so well.
They do.
So those who say, oh, I don't need Braille, I have technology. Well, if you're having to listen to a voice in a headset and someone else, like, that gets very confusing. So being able to read Braille is huge there. And actually it's kind of cool. I don't know if you know this, but the same part of your brain lights up and is being used as when you're reading Braille tactily as when you're visually reading print.
Very cool. Wow. I did not know that. Neat.
The exact same parts of the brain. When I came here and started working here at the Iowa Department for the Blind, just like you, Denise, I went through training. I hadn't used Braille for a couple years, and so just kind of filling in those gaps. But again, I loved it. I soaked it up like a sponge. I tried to get extra Braille classes in, realized I couldn't get away with it here. So I just took it home with me and studied in the evenings. Currently in the Orientation Center at the Iowa Department for the Blind, we're using a program called Code Master, and I really love how this system is laid out. People come in saying, oh, Braille is hard, and that's just not the case. Braille is fun, and we keep it fast pace. On average, we get students through the Braille code in 6 weeks, and those are students who have zero knowledge of Braille. Mm-hmm. So 6 weeks for a brand new student. The fastest I've ever got someone through the Braille code was actually our travel instructor, who he came in with a little knowledge of the alphabet, and he got through the entire Braille code in 3.5 weeks.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's just, it's addicting.
It is.
So, but I love Braille. I think it's so important. You don't realize how much you need to know how to read and write until you don't have that available. Mm-hmm. And I think Braille just opens up so many avenues,
And we hope that maybe some of the steps that we do today in moving forward can help with that on some level.
Absolutely. And that's why I love what you're doing with this and educating people and showing people that braille is not hard.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard. It is, you know, an incredibly important skill to learn and to embrace. And I share that passion and love for it like you do, Nami. I thank you for opening up and coming from the heart on that. I appreciate that. So Carly, tell me about your experience with Braille and your love and passion for it.
When I was 3 years old, that's when they introduced Braille to me in preschool. I remember the first things I learned were shapes so that I could kind of feel, you know, kind of get my fingers used to what Braille looked like and such. So I remember shapes, and then I learned the code. But when you're a kid, you know, you learn your letters, you know, over your letters and sentences and how to write, you know, a period of time. So they did the same thing with me with Braille. And I have been reading Braille. That's my main only medium is to read Braille. I remember when I was in sixth grade, I had a TBI who had told me that I needed to read a print book because that's what everybody else was doing. And I said, but I read Braille. And she said, well, I want you to read this on the CCTV. And I remember being so frustrated and just thinking that I was a failure because I'm this kid and I can't even read. It was almost like, I can't read. I'm illiterate. I can't read this book. So I asked her, I said, why can't I just read it in Braille? And she's like, well, that's the way I want you to do it. And I went home and I told my parents, you know, about this story. And that never happened again, needless to say. I was reading Braille like I always had. I did use print math when I was up until I was in eighth grade on the CCTV. And to this day, I don't know why they did that, but they did. And then they decided in eighth grade that, okay, you're going to Braille math as well. And I remember not being very happy about it because I was, you know, you get used to something. It's something that you're used mm-hmm. to. So they literally took it away from me. So one day I was using the CCTV for math, still reading Braille, and my Braille reading was still the major thing except for math. One day I had the CCTV, the next day I had Braille math, and that was it. And I was scared, upset, and it probably took me maybe just a few days to realize, like, oh, it's so much quicker to do math and Braille, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful for my parents pushing for that for me. And it, you know, I probably would have fallen behind if I had continued to do math on the CCTV because I was using my unreliable vision, which wasn't working for me.
Right.
I remember I went to the Colorado Center for the Blind for training. I remember just reading, getting my reading speed up. You know, I already knew Braille, obviously. So I would read reading speed and I would slate notes back and forth with my Braille instructor. And we would, you know, slate notes back and forth with our, you know, current students, you know, our peers. Mm-hmm. I remember I would slate a lot, recipes, things like that. So I just continued to increase slating, continued to increase my reading speed. And I just Braille excites me as well. Like I get so excited when, you know, when people finish the code and when they're reading at graduations, they're reading their cards and, mm-hmm. and you can tell that they've practiced and you can tell that they truly understand the code and truly understand that Braille is truly amazing. And it, you know, they say that 90% of people who have jobs who are blind read Braille. And I think that tells you something, that if you are not able to read Braille and you're not able to read print, that goes to the fact that it's like you're in some ways like you're illiterate, because it's like, what can you read? You know, so when you're able to read that Braille and you're able to, you know, audiobooks are okay, but I pick up a book and I read Braille. I have a ton of cookbooks right now that I'm going through, and I'm reading with those because I love to cook, as everybody knows. so that's what I've been reading lately, because I there's like stories in the cookbooks that I found. I just moved into a house, so I found a couple old like cookbooks that I had since I was a kid, and there's stories about the recipes. And so it's just fun to read something. You're not always going to read something that's fun, but it's fun to find something that you like to read, you know,
a big world you're opened up to.
Yes. Yes. And you also, you know, reading isn't going to be, you're going to read stuff that's not fun, believe me, but reading is pertinent to life, and
yes,
you
is.
Need to read. So I always tell people, read every day, you know, keep that speed up. The more you read, the quicker your speed is going to be. And I think that's so important. I wish that every student who is blind, it learns Braille when they are three, like I did. You are trying to help your child be the best they can be. And, you know, it's a lot of it's education. Let's just teach it from the start. You know, you have a sighted child, they learn print from the start. That's their reading medium. So why not teach Braille from the start, and just so it's natural, and it's not something that is feared later, because it's just a part of them.
You nailed it, boy. Both of you just nailed it. And I'm really grateful for that. And what you were just talking about, Carly, yes, age three, if not sooner, right? Otherwise, mm-hmm. I mean, that's when it begins. So we're going to hope that we're going to be hopeful that, you know, maybe tomorrow or the next day or something, but where our feet are, we can make a difference and make a difference for others and make a difference for the children and make a difference. Go ahead.
That's what I love about what you're doing and being able to reach out to parents and instructors and talk about how Braille is not hard. I love our library. I mean, I brag about it all the time.
Thank you, Nami.
They are so passionate about getting those materials out in alternative
formats.
We sure are.
I love the 3D printer. So if there's a diagram or a picture of something like a frog and a kid's never seen a frog before, that we will send out a 3D print representation of that so the kids can see it too. Mm-hmm. People think that visual learning means, and that's not true. Visual learning for a blind person is really good to be hands-on. And I think our library has just gone above and beyond. I love it so much. So.
Thank you. Yeah, we have I have to say Sarah does a great job with being, how do you say it? I just said this about her the other day, and I don't even know who I said it to, but you give her, she'll plant a seed, she'll grow an oak tree. And
I love that.
All of us are like that. Every single one of us that work at the agency. So I knew that this time together would be very, pretty incredible. And I come to this part, and I thank you for sharing your stories with me and your love for Braille. But are you guys ready to help me out with lesson 9?
Sure.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So what we talked about in the Braille Bits lesson 9 is it's kind of going over the different contractions. So today we're going to talk about the group sign meaning. And Nami is going to, they're both going to have their part in it. So if you don't mind Nami and Carly taking it away and telling me what the group sign meaning is, that would be super. Lead the way.
All right, Carly, AR sign.
3-4-5.
ED sign.
1-2-4-6.
ER sign.
1-2-4-5-6.
GH sign.
1-2-6.
OW sign.
2-4-6.
ING sign.
3-4-6.
Nice. And what that is, when Carly was talking in numbers, saying the numbers, that's the dot formation of the Braille cell. In general, these group signs are used wherever the letters they represent occur. So thank you so much for helping me out with lesson 9. And that was just a part of it. I'm going to close out now. And I want to thank both of you for coming today and being a part of this experience.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
You're welcome. You guys take care of yourself.